time once again for another Castle Country Focus interview on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. I'm Dave Hokanson. Joining me today in studio, I have a couple of ladies with the Castle Country Fuller Center. The Fuller Center kind of is picking up where Habitat Humanity in Carbon County left off. They do great projects around homes. If you need a little help in, you know, maybe even working in your yard, getting out there and doing up some yard maintenance, doing projects, small projects around the house, they have funds and they are looking for people to help. I've got Zena Robinson and Kathy Domini in here with me. We're going to get to know them and we're going to get to know Castle Country Fuller Center a little bit better. Ladies, thank you so much for taking out the time to come in today.
Thank you.
Thank you for having us.
So let's jump right in. And Kathy, we're going to pick on you first.
Okay.
Because, you know, you seem to be the one that you wanted to go first.
Oh, did I say that?
Somewhere, I'm sure you did. So, Kathy, let us know what the Fuller Center here in Castle Country is all about.
Well, most of all, we want to help our local families who may not be able to help themselves. And that's with home repair projects like porches, ramps, doors, windows. We are looking at opening up that into indoor projects, maybe. We've done a few roofs. So we're just really, whoever has a need, we'd like them to contact us, and we'll do it if we can.
And I was sharing with you the reason that I reached out, and I remember the Fuller Center is you guys did work in my neighbor's yard and you redid their front yard for them. And you know what? You have lots of people that are willing to help, and then you have people that need the help as well. So as you said, what are some of the projects you've done? I was on your Facebook page. I noticed you did some like ramp work. You built mm-hmm. ramps. You did some work inside someone's house, fixing their ceiling where they had a leak. Things like that. If someone is out there and has these kinds of projects, but doesn't really necessarily have the means financially to do it or the physical means to do it.
Right.
And that's the kind of people that you're looking for, right?
Yes. We work with the elderly, the handicapped, veterans, anybody that, you know, that just can't do it themselves. We will look at it on an individual basis and just do whatever we can.
And there are some criteria that they have to meet in order to do that.
Right.
And the best way to find these things out is to, you can a bunch of different ways to get in touch with you guys. And we're going to let Zena kind of handle that part of it. Zena, if someone out there knows somebody or is somebody that needs this kind of help, they have someone in mind and they don't know what to do to help them out, what can they do? How can they get them on a list, get them to your guys' purview so you know what's going on?
I think the best way to do that would be to contact our office. You could just call our local number, that's 637-9701, and talk to Terry. If there's no one in the office, you leave a message. We have a Facebook page. We also have a web page called Castle Country Fuller Center, which, you know, you can access that for the applications. And if you want more information, you cannot just leave your name and call us, and we can provide all the information that you need. I guess the most important thing is that we want the public to know that we're a resource for those people that just need help. They might have the resources to pay for it, but they can't reach a contractor. Or so we have a lot of, you know, connections, maybe, for lack of a better word, that we can support people. We just want to be a resource to the community.
And really, that's what this is all about. And you're just letting people know, hey, you know what? We're here and we can do these things for you. All you need to do really is let us know what needs to be done. And you said there are some forms that will need to be filled out.
Right.
If you know someone or if you are someone that needs some help, you guys have an office down there at the Association of Local Government building.
Yes.
And you can call and make an appointment, go down there, and they will help you fill out the forms and all of that to just make sure that this gets done and you get the help that you need. This is great stuff. The other part of this, there's another kind of facet to this. this, is you guys have the funds and the wherewithal to put this into motion, but you also need volunteers.
Right. True.
And where do they come in? And if you've got someone, and this, it could be a single person, it could be a church group, a civic group, anybody that has anything like this, what do they need to do with that?
Usually we look for volunteers on a per job basis. So, you know, one job we may not need anyone, we'll use a contractor and just get it done. But other jobs, we'll call the college and get their youth group out to help us, which we've done before, and they were wonderful. And many church groups, all the local churches, well, most of the local churches here are more than willing to send out people to help. But also, I did want to just take note that normally we're a payback program. So what we do is we do the job at the least expense that we possibly can, because a lot of people want to pay back. They don't want a handout. So then we work out that payment at whatever they can pay back in up to 5 years. So if you can only pay $10 a month, $20 a month to get that paid within 5 years, we do that. With the exception that right now we do have funds available that we have raised at our local events from our local people and our local businesses, and we want to be able to use those funds this year.
And speaking of that, once again, you have a couple of fundraisers. You do have a golf tournament coming up. When it gets closer, we'll talk about that. And you also have a bicycle group that is coming through the area, and I believe that's in June?
Yes.
And we'll talk more about that, because Zena was sharing it with me. They cycle all around the country, and then they stop in certain areas and do community service projects. Is that what
Correct.
It really is all about?
They help their local affiliates with their repair program. So it's a way to boost up our communities as they go through the country.
So once again, when that gets closer, we'll be looking for you guys to come in again. We'll talk about that, because you'll be needing volunteers to go out and help those guys as well. It's just a lot of great things going on. And you know what? You just got to look to the Castle Country Fuller Center to do all that. Once again, if they need to get in touch with you, what is the best way to get in hold of you? Is it a phone? Is it an email? What's the best way to do that?
The board members and our office is all, you can reach us at www.castlecountryfuller.org, and you can also call our office. I said that was 435-637-9701, and, you know, call for, that's our goal, is to get some projects. So call us.
We do have an email.
Oh.
CastleCountryFuller@gmail.com.
Okay. So there's plenty of ways to get a hold of them. If you need the help, it's there. It's available to you.
Yes,
and they want to help you out. So if you have an elderly neighbor that maybe you know needs some help around the house, or if you have a need for some help around your house with some projects being finished, give them a call, reach out to them, and they will reach out to you and they will help you. This is a great, great opportunity. It is a great thing to be here and take care of everybody here in Carbon and Emery counties that need it. Ladies, thank you so much for coming in today. We appreciate it, and looking forward to talking to you in the future.
Thank you.
Great. Thanks, Dave.
Now, for more information on interviews like this, you can always check out our website, castlecountryradio.com, and listen for Castle Country Focus on KOAL 107.3 FM and 750 AM.